California has been known to have a meticulous vote counting process, partly due to its large percentage of mail-in ballots, and this year's gubernatorial election is no exception. Only around two-thirds of the expected votes have been counted so far in the primary race for governor, and officials say it could be days or weeks before the count is complete. While Democrat Javier Becerra is set to advance to the general election, earning nearly 27% of the vote so far, his opponent is yet to be determined. Trump-backed Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Tom Steyer are vying for second, yet nothing is set in stone. Meanwhile, Republicans are furious, with their candidate Steve Hilton repeatedly pushing Governor Gavin Newsom to speed up the count. Hilton hosted a press conference in San Mateo Friday.
India counts over 640 million votes in a day.
Wow!
California cannot count less than 10 million votes in a month. Thanks to the Democrats in charge of our state, we have become a national and an international laughingstock.
He asked Newsom to immediately establish an emergency election support corps to count ballots faster. Hilton's idea involves creating regional surge teams to supply election centers with more workers and resources. However, Newsom pushed back, saying in a statement, quote, "It's concerning that a candidate for governor doesn't know the governor has nothing to do with counting ballots," end quote. Hilton doesn't buy it.
Do nothing, checked out, Gavin Newsom. All he cares about is running for president. The other thing he says, he wishes the count moved faster. Wishes. We need a governor who doesn't wish for things to happen, but actually makes things happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Republicans are also suspicious about a new law, SB 73, that Governor Newsom signed just last week. Newsom says the bill will strengthen California's voting safeguards, but Republicans say it will only contribute to both slow vote counting and election fraud. According to the governor's office, SB 73 prohibits federal agents from accessing voter lists or voter technology without court orders or open investigations. It also provides protections against illegal removal or seizure of ballots. Newsom says the bill was created to quell legitimate anxiety over efforts by the Trump administration to interfere in elections. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump says that he thinks the long wait is a clear sign of election fraud at the hands of the state's Democrats.
We just don't want cheating in our elections. And you see it happening in California. Those numbers are coming down rapidly. They found a lot of mail-in ballots last night, shockingly. So we don't want that.
President Trump has suggested that Democrats rigged California's Tuesday primary elections. But Trump and Republican leaders have yet to put forth any substantive basis for questioning the election's legitimacy. As of Friday afternoon, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles has opened up multiple election fraud investigations and sent a prosecutor to the county's vote counting center. This marks an escalation in Trump's pressure against the Democratic state, as vote counting for the Los Angeles mayoral race also remains underway. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who is set to head into the general election facing either Republican Spencer Pratt or Democratic Socialist Nithya Raman, called out Trump's actions on social media, saying that the president only makes these allegations when, in her words, MAGA candidates like Spencer Pratt start losing. While Republican Hilton remains confident that he will advance to the general election, mail-in ballots are expected to favor Democrats, potentially giving Democratic candidate Tom Steyer a chance to bump to second place. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.